I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, August 22nd, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. And I would say it's becoming more and more painfully obvious to more and more people that we are at war. I mean, what else can you call it? What else should we call it? I think legitimately, when we see the things happening all around us that are happening, and people will call it soft war or non-linear or low-intensity conflict or whatever name you want to give it, asymmetric, we can call it all kinds of things, economic, cultural, but we are at war. And I see it all over the place. You know, weather modification, I think, is something that is a subject that is very little understood, very little discussed. I've mentioned, usually, I think, when the subject arises, Jim Lee's weathermodificationhistory.com is the place to go or start. If you're not familiar, Jim Lee's done a masterful job. If you're not well-versed on the subject, Jim Lee has done a masterful job of compiling a variety of resources for everyone, you know, including and especially, I suppose, the unwashed masses who don't understand that weather modification is a thing and has been effectively done for decades and decades. You know, the federal government experimented in places like San Francisco back in the World War II era. The Naval Warfare Weapons Division declassified documents revealing that, yes, we actually did create monsoons in Vietnam to influence Viet Cong troop movements during the Vietnam conflict, because you can't call it a war. Congress declared war back in the 40s. That was the last time war was declared, actually, because the Constitution gives Congress the power and authority to declare war. So we're at war. One of the questions that I'm asking, you know, we seem to go from one drought or, you know, something like that, from a drought to a flood to a fire. That's kind of what is happening. Where is any normal sense of life. Young people growing up today in America, I think watching the weather probably get some kind of impression that all of these natural disasters and emergencies are normal, and they're not. Those of us who grew up more than, say, grew up before the post 9/11 era, shall we say, we recall that, yes, there were years where things happened, droughts, floods, fires, but not every year. You don't go from a flood to a drought to a fire to a flood to a drought to a fire. That's not normal. And so I just wonder, especially with the issue surrounding Lake Mead and Powell. I'll get back to that because I mentioned that a few weeks ago. And back in July, we talked about what was going to happen undoubtedly as the crisis continues to escalate with regard to Lakes Mead and Powell. I'll get back to that. So I've been wondering, actually, I was wondering over the weekend, I wonder what happens when you burn millions and millions of acres of trees every year. We hear about climate change and carbon, greenhouse gases, carbon emissions. Well, it's my understanding from basic science, going through school, that carbon dioxide is plant food, and the plants turn that into oxygen. So I wonder what happens when you start destroying all of those trees that consume carbon dioxide and produce oxygen as a result. Not only that, what happens as far as those levels of carbon dioxide and oxygen are concerned, but also how does that influence the environment, whether directly or indirectly? How does that influence the weather? How does that influence environmental conditions? And obviously the temperature of things, back in the, which was, I think it was the, I mentioned this not too long ago, the, I think it was the Teddy Roosevelt administration, when the Dust Bowl was created, when we got rid of a bunch of trees throughout the Midwest, from the north to the south end of the Midwestern United States. And before you know it, it created terrible environmental conditions, exacerbated the Dust Bowl issue, created terrible climate conditions. Maybe I'll dig that story up again. I mentioned that. And I wonder what happens as the Cascades and the Rockies and the Sierra Nevadas are burned by the millions every year. Now, I wonder what kind of conditions that's creating and how that plays into things. And you have to wonder about the flooding. What does that do in terms of soil erosion and different things? So I'm very curious about these things. I think that without diving into it further, I just started looking on InciWeb again for the fire information. We've talked about fires in the past, obviously. One of the stories that we are led to believe by the mainstream press is when you think of fires, you're supposed to think of man-made mostly, but more and more you're seeing lightning caused fires. Speaking of weather modification, I created a little collection, I guess it is, on Facebook of things, particularly from the weather agencies, that includes the storm alerts and the multitude of lightning strikes that occur during these storms. And so for years I've talked about, you know, maybe doing this, somebody should do it. Is there a correlation? You know, every time there's one of these storms, especially the dry ones in the Pacific Northwest, this time of year, you know, now you see storms that are dry. We used to call them electrical storms. There's maybe a little bit of precipitation, but it's mostly lightning and thunderstorms. So again, speaking of that, you know, throughout the Pacific Northwest, I was born in Libby, Montana, and grew up around the Pacific Northwest, Montana, Washington, Idaho. And there were always hot summers, but I don't recall 90 degree days throughout August, for example, being normal. And last year was a heat wave starting in June in the Pacific Northwest. This year was a little different. There was some flooding early in the summer, and then that quickly turned into the hot season. Now, what was it? A couple of weeks ago, August 10th, the Flathead Beacon, Maury and Connie's periodical, they ran a cover story titled "Fire Arrives." As crews report gains on Elmo fire, seasonal outlook shows above normal fire potential. Imagine that. Above normal fire potential. So how is this happening? I mean, is this just normal? Is this just nature doing nature's thing? I don't think so. You know, was it John Brennan that mentioned stratospheric aerosol injection, and it would only cost about $10 billion to terraform the entire Earth? $10 billion to spray the whole Earth. We called it stratospheric aerosol injection. We have to dim the sun and protect ourselves, keep ourselves safe and secure. And speaking of safe and secure, we got to keep the kids safe and secure. Speaking of warfare, I'll shift away from the fire thing for the moment. I suppose we'll come back to it. But, you know, again, if you go to the IncyWeb fire monitoring site, IncyWeb, INCIWeb, web.nwcg.gov, you can find the map of fires. You can see, and you know, it shows historical data. You can go back through prior years. It sure is a curious coincidence to me that every year the Crown of the Continent area is sort of encircled by fire, and the Rocky Mountains are on fire every year. The Cascades, like I said, the Sierra Nevadas. And there have been some strange occurrences in years past. You know, PG&E telling 500,000 or more Southern Californians they have to turn off power for a few days just in case there might be a danger of starting a fire. What would start a fire? Would it maybe be defective smart meters, or what could possibly start a fire on the power grid? What is PG&E trying to hide? So we'll table that for a second. And speaking of war, I think it's interesting. Number of stories, crazy stories. It's school time in an agrarian society. Usually around this time of year, you know, after the harvest, kids go to school until it's time to go back out into the fields and work again. We've lost sight of that, obviously. But speaking of small towns like Libby, Montana, it's school time and people are getting back to school. if you're not familiar with the issues surrounding the school system and the encroachment over the past 100+ years, maybe start with Charlotte Isserby and John Taylor Gatto. We don't realize the way that we've been infected with a number of mind viruses. But Libby Elementary School published this on Facebook yesterday morning. And so this says, this little note with the welcome letter from the principals, but it says, the note on Facebook says, please read the following welcome letter from our principals, Mrs. Kidwell and Mr. Gallagher. Please note, for the safety of our staff and students, we will not be allowing parents in the building Thursday morning. We will not be allowing parents in the building. This is an elementary school. This includes the smallest kids who may be showing up at school for the first time, the smallest children. We will not be allowing parents in the building Thursday morning, the first day of school. This includes walking students to their classrooms. We will have plenty of staff available inside and outside to assist. We strongly encourage you to attend the open house Wednesday evening so students will be better situated Thursday morning. Better situated. The open house is also a good time to check in medications or address any other matters at our front office since Thursday morning will be hectic. Check in medications. Are we institutionalizing young people? Effective Monday, August 22nd, our front office will be open daily from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there are comments, without getting to the welcome letter yet, some of the comments, there's quite a bit of controversy. Does each grade still have designated areas to go first thing in the morning? Someone asks, and the response is yes, the zones are listed in the student handbook. The zones are listed. Are we institutionalizing young people? So someone else comments, this was the procedure last year, and it went incredibly smooth. I remember this kind of chatter on Facebook. It's sad that there are so many stirring the pot. Stirring the pot. You know, maybe it's good to remind some people that the bandwagon effect is a logical fallacy. So many stirring the pot. I really hope that this negativity isn't openly being shared where the littles are being exposed to it. The littles? Are these imaginary people? Are they Lilliputians? Continuing, let the first day of school be an amazing one for your kiddos. Again, it makes my skin crawl to hear the word kiddos or littles. I don't like the use of those words. I think it's bizarre and aberrant, and I think it refers to young men and young women as, creatures from some fantasy novel, some C.S. Lewis. Maybe they're chimerical little creatures or something. They're creatures. They're not young men and young women. And again, if you listen to John Taylor Gatto, I feel like maybe we should play one of his talks where Samuel Blumenfeld is another. You know, maybe we should play John Taylor Gatto talking about folks like Admiral David Farragut or Thomas Jefferson or other folks from our own American history who were commanding naval fleets and running plantations of thousands of acres and hundreds of employees, if you will, at the tender age of, well, not much older than elementary school age. So littles and kiddos makes my eye twitch, to say the least. But, you know, this procedure, this was the procedure last year. What was going on last year around this time? Oh, yeah, there was still a concern about the COVID nonsense. See how the creep works? You institutionalize the creep, and then, you know, last year we did it out of emergency or crisis, and this year, oh, it's normalized last year. Stick around, Greg.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. America, you are being driven mad to insanity. And you know what? We're headed toward jihad in America. If we're not careful and thoughtful, you know, people have been conditioned. Speaking of the school system, you know, Charlotte Isserby and John Taylor Gatto, among others, people have been conditioned to be compliant, obviously, and we played, you know, again, Samuel Blumenfeld is another. Obviously, you could start with those three when it comes to education. Samuel Blumenfeld, Charlotte Isserby, and John Taylor Gatto, and get quite a bit. Probably all you need. You know, we played that clip of Jim Brewer from his special. Somebody had to say it. Maybe we should play that again, the first 10 minutes or so. And him saying, you know, this COVID thing, I could see it turning into some Broadway production in a few years, maybe 2 or 3 years. Follow the rules. And so people have been conditioned. Remember when we first started the COVID nonsense and there were governors saying it's the rule? And people were saying, who do you think you're talking to? Who do you think you're talking to? People are losing their minds. This whole compliance nonsense is insane. Maybe I'm hypersensitive to it, but recently I was in a local U-Haul office, store, whatever you call it, and I was asked to provide an additional contact. And I don't remember ever having to do that. And at certain points, I've spent so much on U-Haul that I've probably paid the salary of some folks. So it's interesting that, you know, when you walk into a U-Haul office or location or whatever, they don't, if they recognize you, and sometimes they should, maybe they shouldn't, I don't know. You get told, or you get the impression, there's some indication made that they don't keep track of your, you know, your contact information is not stored anywhere, except it is. And so they ask you the same information every time, even though it's already in the system. You can prove that by, for example, renting a trailer, and they'll ask you, as they always do, what you're going to use to pull it. And then when you start to mention what you might be using, they'll start telling you all of the specifics from the last time you rented a trailer and pulled it with the same vehicle. So that information is stored, obviously. So I was asked about an additional contact, which is strange. Do I need to have my mommy send me a note to send me to U-Haul with a note to make sure that I can rent something? Is that what I need? Very strange. And I asked why that's necessary. When was that instituted? Because I don't ever remember that happening. And this person actually said, you're preventing me from doing my job. You know, the reason that it's required is because the screen won't let me proceed without that information. That's not a reason. So, you know, that reminds me of articles about Tiger Woods' automobile crash prior to the Genesis Invitational a couple of years ago. I guess that was last year, wasn't it? Wasn't it last year? Time flies. The article that says, you know, we know what caused the crash. It was the high rate of speed. Okay, well, that's somewhat of a straw man. What caused the high rate of speed? That still seems to be a mystery, apparently, in an automobile that's borderline more software than hardware. And we've known since, I think it's CIA Vault 7, the WikiLeaks dump, that the CIA is very interested in controlling automobiles. We've done, you know, we played the video. Vice did, Motherboard Vice did their deal about 10 years ago, demonstrating, you know, the hijacking of automobiles through the software devices, the software controlled devices and aspects of the car. So, finish that thought and we'll come back. Stick around right after this break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I have a theory about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Maybe the raid wasn't about the National Archive documents or the January 6th committee. Maybe it was about stealing evidence and stopping Trump's lawsuit. What lawsuit? Well, the criminal organization RICO lawsuit Trump filed in Florida against Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and many others. The case that Bruce Reinhardt was the judge for until he recused himself in June. Yes, the same Judge Bruce Reinhardt that signed the warrant. Shouldn't he have done the same for the warrant if the judge was compelled to recuse from the case? A huge list of very powerful people are at risk of being exposed as one big corrupt organization if Trump's lawsuit is allowed to continue. Conspiracy theory? Maybe. Maybe it's just a spoiler. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
My friend, yes, feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I wanna spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me. Till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. He told me.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, August 22nd, 2022. So U-Haul. First of all, I think there are a lot of too important to fail organizations. I think U-Haul is one of them. I think FedEx and UPS. UPS obviously participated in Event 201, which makes that organization and everyone in leadership or positions of authority suspect. What if we blacklisted folks that had any involvement in organizations like the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, that participated in these scenario planning events and things like that. What if those people were blackballed from, you know, blacklisted from and prevented from working and holding positions of power and authority, anything but flipping burgers, essentially? I wonder what would happen. Instead of the opposite, you know, Stockholm Syndrome kicking in and people fawning over their kidnapper, which is more than Stockholm Syndrome. It's a couple other things. But I think U-Haul is one of those organizations. When you see Patriot Front, what in the world is that? An organization called Patriot Front? Is that just the uncreative minds over at the FBI counterintelligence operations doing goofy things, trying to cater to the lowest common denominator? What is that? Patriot Front, you know, climbing out of a U-Haul in sleepy little North Idaho because a concerned citizen called. Who was the concerned citizen, by the way? And where is that concerned citizen? Because I'm a concerned citizen too, and I want to get to the bottom of what happened there. There are people who asked questions that were summarily dismissed at the first law enforcement press conference, and I'm sure subsequently. Who was this person who saw a small army of folks from, what was it, 8 states climbing into the back of a U-Haul? That's, you know, in a very Streisand effect sort of fashion, with their plans apparently of their entire little LARPing parade interruption right there in the cab of the U-Haul. I mean, that's not suspicious at all. That's not like finding a passport at ground zero or anything on September 11, 2001. Not like that at all. Planting evidence much? So I think U-Haul is one of those organizations. Anyway, I'm not fond of U-Haul. And this whole idea, the institutionalization of people, and that, you know, being a window licker and following instructions is perfectly normal, proving George Carlin right that we're dumbed down to the point that we're too dumb to ask any questions, and how dare anyone else ask any questions, but we're just smart enough to run the machines. It's a frightening prospect. So to finish the story, hearing this person say, "You're not letting me do my job." That's, to me, that's a kind of a veiled threat. I'm not letting you do your job because I asked a question. When did this become necessary? Why is this necessary? When and why? And when the answer is because the screen won't let me proceed, or the response, it's not an answer, but when the response is the screen won't let me proceed until you provide this information, that's not an answer. Kind of like when we say, well, the high rate of speed caused Tiger Woods' crash. That, to me, is a Streisand effect headline or a soundbite from an article. That's weird. What are you trying to cover up? You're actually drawing attention to whatever it is you're trying to hide, which reminds me of the school thing. We'll get back to that in a minute. Someone's comments along the same line. This is bizarre. This is not normal. And it should not be construed as normal in any sort of way. We should not be behaving this way. It seems we left the customer is always right somewhere in a far distant fantasy land. Now that we are dominated by technocratic agencies and the market security state, multinational corporations, which is a very bizarre thing as well. I think Jefferson was right. The earth belongs in usufruct to the living. And corporations, despite whoever wants to quote 553 USC or whatever, corporations are not people. They might be persons in a legal sense, but they're not people. Not flesh and blood men and women. So these are strange times, to be sure. The attorneys are kind of taking over the world with the legalese and the mumbo jumbo. That's unfortunate. So to finish this story, I'm shocked and appalled, you know, that someone would insinuate that I'm somehow misbehaving by asking a question. Why is that necessary? Why is that necessary? Sir, you're not letting me do my job. Excuse me. Let's back up a minute. Because I asked a question does not, by any stretch of the imagination, mean that I am preventing. Because that's the insinuation that somehow I am being forceful or violent or impeding this person in some way. It's a really, I think, a really cowardly and sinister kind of insinuation. You're not letting me do my job. I think that a customer should be able to ask a question. But, you know, if it's an organization that's too important to fail, not necessarily too big, but, you know, we got to have U-Haul and UPS and FedEx around because Air America is defunct, and now so we're going to use commercial outlets to run who knows what kind of contraband. These organizations are too important to fail. So, you know, they get help from other places, which is why they don't care about customers. There's a certain amount of laundering going on, I think, that maybe should be investigated. I digress. So back to the school thing. Let the first day of school be an amazing one for your kiddos. I bet people like this probably fight to murder unborn children too. Oh, I'm sorry, they call it abortion. No, it's murder. It's okay to follow the rules. It protects everyone. Really? That's like, to me, that sounds like the opposite of, and the irony is, I'm curious where this person is from, but that's the opposite of America, as I understand it. And this is creeping into the smallest little towns and hamlets in America. I mentioned a few years ago, when was that? Gosh, that was a few years ago. I was up in, speaking of Montana at the crown of the continent and all of that, I was up in the Yak, Montana. William in Montana and I have talked about the Yak. Fred in Iowa and I have talked about Yak, Montana a little bit. Up in the Yak, population, I don't know, wait 10 minutes, it'll change. But I remember hearing people in places like the Yak in small towns in Montana saying, something happened. Oh, did ISIS take credit for it? Has ISIS? Which is weird. It's evidence of this creep. The mind viruses that have crept out into every corner of America. It's a frightening prospect, I think. So someone else comments on the school post to the Libby Elementary School, deleting comments and or blocking comments or people is a First Amendment violation. Since you are a public organization and public officials, continuing to do so opens you up to criminal and civil litigation. And there are some, you know, there's ACLUNebraska.org, a Slate article, Lexology and SupremeCourt.gov opinion that are linked. Someone else comments, wow, I wouldn't want to walk into, because apparently there are some things that have been deleted. And people have been blocked from commenting because of public outrage. I would say legitimate public outrage. Manos comments, wow, I wouldn't want to walk into the first day of school nervous without a parent present. Exactly. Someone else says, how exactly do you plan to stop parents from walking their kids to class on the first day or any day? This is absurd. I've lived in multiple states with my children in multiple public and private schools. None dared to keep parents out. But again, this is as a result of the, you know, the specious, I would say, and contrived argument of COVID. Remember, the least vulnerable were the children. And so, you know, if teachers are vulnerable or afraid, well, then maybe that's something that should be addressed. But why terrify the children because of the boogeyman adults fear, the invisible enemy? Someone else comments, so I've read over 40 plus comments from another page of how parents, community members are having their comments removed from this post. So I come to check it out. Yep, sure enough. So I'll be screenshotting this post after it was made. Why? Why is the person or persons in charge of this page deleting these concerns, comments, opinions? Why are we as parents who pay the wages, pay the electric, pay for all of it, not allowed to walk our child to class? Where is the danger? What is the safety issue? Had there been previous issues with these things? And like I said, this, I think, you know, the specious argument that is asserted is the COVID nonsense. And where's the proof if that's the case, this person asks. How is this making a parent feel comfortable, confident that their child is feeling safe and excited? Where's the transparency in these new rules? Why don't we have local police involved if there's a safety issue? And again, that's, I think, creeping in the wrong direction. This is what's happening. If there are parents, they will be gathering to, if there are parents, they will be gathering to discuss this, and or there will be a meeting on this. Please let me know. I'd like to be involved, be a voice for our children and support our parents. I'll also be sharing my screenshots on this thread. So, you know, there are folks taking pictures and keeping track of comments that have been deleted. And this is America, you know, creeping into small towns, this kind of nonsense. It's a sad day, be sure. And I think the same thing that we saw with the healthcare industry, the I don't know, call it the crossing of the Rubicon, if you will, during the COVID nonsense, I think we're, if we haven't seen it already, we're seeing it in education. I mentioned recently that we've talked for over 10 years. There are mainstream outlets that have run articles to the effect that schools have been turning into prisons gradually over the recent decades, particularly in the post 9/11 era, obviously. And there are no shortage of entries on the subject. You know, especially when we have strategy of tension episodes that seem to escalate year over year. Wasn't that long ago? That was not normal. So seems like the same thing is happening in school in America. But again, the public school system, really, and even private and charter, especially Charlotte Isserby has pointed out that the charter school is misleading. It's a uh, It's a trap, essentially. It's kind of a honeypot, basically, to draw certain parents, a certain, I would say, socioeconomic demographic to that to the charter schools as a way of sort of capturing everything, really, and a way of, as Charlotte Isserby has pointed out, defunding or taking the purse strings out of the public hands entirely. No more levies, no more any public input on how schools work. And you can feel that the same way you feel it with the administrative community in healthcare. You feel it, I think, with the administrative community in schools. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Chose things to make me
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Rogue Warrior Radio broadcast. And I want to read just a little bit of this letter, the welcome letter that I mentioned, Libby Elementary. It's interesting. This, to me, this is a testament to where we are in America these days. The opening of the letter is, to me, at least borderline histrionic and very far too exuberant. This is a grade school, keep in mind. The welcome letter. Welcome to the 2022 and 2023 school year. It is with great excitement that Mr. Gallagher and I write this letter to you. We are looking forward to a powerful school year. A powerful school year? And feel honored to continue to serve a school with such persevering students. These are grade schoolers, I guess maybe because of COVID or something. But again, the grade school kids are the least vulnerable when it comes to COVID and should not have received vaccines. There's no reason for that. They're not vulnerable unless maybe we pump products into them, you know, vaccines and foods, diet injections and injunctions, as Bertrand Russell put it in The Impact of Science on Society. Unless we create autoimmune diseases and things for them and manufacture allergies in them, they're the least vulnerable. So we're looking forward to a powerful school year and feel honored to continue to serve a school with such persevering students and extremely dedicated, knowledgeable staff and a supportive school community. Okay, are there teachers? As always, reach out to either of us with any ideas, questions, or concerns that you may have. I think the language, like I said, is hyperbolic. It sounds, at first read, histrionic to me. Great excitement, powerful school year. Honor to continue to serve a school with such persevering students. These are grade schoolers, extremely dedicated, knowledgeable staff. It doesn't sound like a school. Does it sound like a school to you? It doesn't to me. There's more that I would, with which I would take issue, but maybe we'll table that for now. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.